So welcome to the Shake Podcast powered by Trio Solution. We have entered season 5 with a whole new lineup and new guests while still taking a deep dive into all things cannabis, the industry, and the representatives pushing it forward. The Shake Podcast explores new themes every episode within the dynamic cannabis space in North America in an effort to engage a wide audience and provide full coverage across issues and opportunities of interest to our listeners. And we broadcast on a weekly basis anywhere you stream your podcast on any platform that you love or directly from Apple. It is whatever's easiest for you. What seems to be incredibly difficult and challenging in today's cannabis world is branding and understanding the consumers and how to stand out in a crowd, which can be next to impossible. And that's why we have you covered. Check out our sponsor, Detonate Cannabis Agency. If you're looking for print, collateral, or maybe you're a retailer looking for a fresh look or need, contact the helpful reps at www.detonatecannabis.com and they will take care of all your needs. Thank you for joining us on the Shake Podcast, powered by Trio Solution. Today, we decided to change up the Shake's format and bring to you an exclusive three-part series with Canopy Growth to take a deep dive into beverages, edibles, and the Martha Stewart line alongside all things retail. We had the absolute pleasure and unique opportunity to start the series with Cam McNeil, Director of Global Product Development. We'll have a chance to discuss beverages as well as get a glimpse into future offerings. Thank you for joining us on the Shake, Cam. How are you doing and where are you joining us from?
I'm actually based in Toronto, but I made the trip into this call today to work on some of our future-looking innovation projects. So very excited to be with you guys.
I'm very excited to have you on. How have you been keeping and how have you really adjusted to the new climate that's upon us?
It's certainly been a big adjustment, I think, for everybody, knowing that we've got a different world with COVID included in our day-to-day lives now. But I think our teams have adjusted very well. We've been agile and we've been ready for change. That's what our company DNA is built on, the ability to respond to that change. So we've still been, you know, trying to keep our focus on some of our projects ahead, whether they be product launches or, you know, continuing to grow some of our brands that are already in market. Because we have a true passion for this industry and even challenges with COVID aren't going to get in the way of that.
So Cam, before we take a deep dive into Canopy Growth's beverage line, we really want to get to know you a bit better. So I was hoping that you can give us a brief summary of your work experience and past education prior to pivoting into the cannabis industry.
Sure. So my background is in marketing and sales. I've spent the majority of my career in consumer packaged goods and beverage alcohol, in a mix of brand strategy and innovation roles. Mm-hmm. So I've worked on everything from beer to breakfast cereal. It's taught me a lot of really good marketing fundamentals that I think I can bring to this space. And it taught me the importance of just being consumer first. Part of the path to establishing net new categories of products is listening to what consumers are looking for and figuring out a way to deliver value and to solve their problems. So I think just learning to appreciate that consumer lens has been a really valuable asset for me coming into cannabis.
Yeah, it seems like the transition has been incredibly organic, but I was hoping you can really give us a glimpse of what that aha moment was that ultimately made you pivot into the industry.
Sure. So before I was working in cannabis, you know, I was still working in drinks. I was actually in a role with a spirits company and I was working on a tequila portfolio. So I wasn't foreign to, you know, social drinks that consumers want to catch a buzz off of. So I think that format, it made the shift a lot easier because I wasn't going from an industry and then trying to learn about, you know, flower or pre-rolls or vapes. You know, understanding drinks is something that felt natural to me at the time. And being able to come into the industry to work on beverages specifically, it just felt natural. And of course, so super exciting, such an industry with so much growth and potential and expansion. I also had a ton of respect for Constellation Brands. Like, I knew their iconic products and their reputation just having worked in alcohol. So their investment was a great endorsement for me to join Canopy.
So you are the director of the product development at Canopy. Would you mind giving us a sense at a high level what Canopy Growth is today?
So Canopy Growth was founded 6 years ago in an abandoned chocolate factory here in Smiths Falls with a pretty simple idea that, you know, cannabis is a remarkable plant and it can be a force for good. And since then, I think we've achieved a lot of firsts. We've moved the industry forward. We're the first to enter a strategic partnership with a Fortune 500 company and Constellation Brands. And now Canopy is a world leading diversified cannabis company and were held on both New York and Toronto stock exchanges. So looking back on where we've come is really remarkable. We've got a dedicated team that's focused on growing well-curated cannabis, driving innovative products, and creating meaningful relationships with customers and consumers. So, you know, I've only been at Canopy for 2 years, but I'm aware of all of the history and the achievements that have happened before me. Just thankful to be a part of the ones since I've been here. You know, it was almost a year ago, almost to the day, that we received our beverage license to start making drinks here in Smiths Falls. So just returning back to town today and driving by the beverage facility and seeing it fully operational, like, those are the kind of achievements that I'll never forget. And that's part of what keeps me passionate about this company and this industry, is looking back on the achievements that take so many, you know, so much effort to achieve.
So Canopy Growth is recognized as Canada's largest cannabis producer, and the emphasis has always been on the plant. However, the cannabis industry has slowed down. There's still gaps within the market. I was wondering if there is a belief that there is a significant opportunity to recruit new consumers through products like your drinks.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways we are creating a new category, but I think in other ways we're just disrupting an existing one. So we're looking at beverage alcohol as something that we have the opportunity to go disrupt. And the same way that hard seltzer disrupted beer by providing a lighter, you know, lower calorie alternative, we think that cannabis beverages can be an attractive option for those that have traditionally looked to alcohol for socializing or for, you know, other kinds of relaxation occasions. So, you know, we view cannabis beverages as accessible entry points for new consumers that may reject other formats for a variety of different reasons, whether they don't want to smoke or they don't like the smell, or they're unsure as to how they might feel. We think that, you know, beverages is a social format already, and consumers are already looking to cut out alcohol. So we think that there's a great opportunity to introduce new consumers through the beverage format.
Okay, and if we're talking about these beverages that you're introducing to new consumers, would you mind briefly discussing the proprietary process that distills the whole flower cannabis into a clear liquid? I know a lot of our listeners are quite curious about what goes into creating an optimal infused beverage.
Sure. So, you know, I'm sure your listeners have a wide range of, you know, knowledge on a lot of the production processes in cannabis, but I'll try to break it down for those that may not be as familiar with some of the technical science side. So, if we start with just cannabis flower, our first step is to try to extract all the cannabinoids. So we use a process called extraction, and that gets us this brown, almost sludgy-like material called resin, which is very rich in cannabinoids. Then we need to further purify that to get as much THC out of the resin as possible. So we use short-path distillation to increase the concentration of cannabinoids. So, you know, short-path distillation is a process that I was very familiar with working in spirits. When alcohol is trying to increase the concentration to a certain percentage, we're trying to increase our concentration of cannabinoids. So it's a similar process. It's just applied to a new industry. And then once we have, you know, a high amount of THC, we get this oily-like substance called distillate. But the issue with distillate is that it doesn't mix well with water. It's not water soluble. So we use another process that's common in the food industry called using emulsion. And emulsions are techniques that are used to help blend water-based and oil-based substances together to get that consistent blend. So things like butter or mayonnaise or salad dressing would all be common forms of emulsions. And we pick the ingredients that go into our emulsion specifically. That's where the proprietary IP comes from.
Okay.
We have a very specific recipe of what goes into those emulsions to try to achieve, you know, a neutral or mild taste. We try to achieve a fast onset time and a long shelf life. So we pick our ingredients that go into the emulsification very specifically to ensure it blends, but to also ensure we have a great product when a consumer picks up a drink. That's really the active ingredient. And then we can add other ingredients that you'd find in other beverages, whether it be natural flavors or sugar or coloring. And that helps, you know, sort of build the composition of the overall beverage.
Okay, if we look at your incredible portfolio of products, these beverage lines really range from houseplant all the way over to Tweed's Baker Street and Ginger to Houndstooth soda drinks, all the way across to a high-potency deep space cola with 10 milligrams of THC, the maximum under Canadian regulations. Can you discuss what consumers can expect from these THC-infused drinks?
Sure. I mean, I think the strength of our portfolio is we've got a lot of range. We've got low-potency beverages. We've got high-potency beverages. We've got drinks that are zero sugar and unsweetened, and we've got drinks that are more full-flavored. We've got beverages with THC. We've got beverages with CBD. We've got beverages with both. Mm-hmm. So I really think part of the strength is that regardless of your experience with cannabis or your experience with cannabis beverages, mm-hmm. we think that we have a product in our portfolio that's worth trying. So, you know, we've got our houseplant beverages, which are naturally flavored sparkling waters. Mm-hmm. Those have 2.5 milligrams of THC in grapefruit and lemon flavors. They're just really simple, refreshing, great tasting drinks, mm-hmm. almost like a LaCroix. With a bit of THC in there. We've got Quatro, which is one of our newest launches. It's our CBD-infused sparkling waters. So going for a bit more of a sophisticated flavor profile, flavors like cucumber and mint and passion fruit and guava, trying to deliver a dose of 20 milligrams of CBD in those beverages. And then I know you mentioned the Tweed drinks, which we're looking at almost like the cannabis answer to a pre-mixed cocktail.
Okay.
So if you were to have a Ryan Ginger or a vodka soda, we want to be able to offer our Tweed versions of those similar mixed drinks. So we've got our Baker Street and Ginger Ale and our Houndstooth and Soda using those traditional non-alcoholic mixers mm-hmm. with a terpene-forward version of our emulsification. Finally, Deep Space, our 10 milligram beverage in a 222 mil short can. Mm-hmm. It's certainly a bold and mysterious flavor profile, and that's certainly geared towards the more experienced cannabis consumer, and it's been one of our best sellers to date.
Okay, and if we talk about recent news, which is something that you alluded to, the Quatro line, it really comprises of two variants of sparkling water. Why was it important to have both a CBD and THC offering in this line?
Well, I think the consumer that's looking at CBD as part of a daily wellness routine, they are also interested in very small amounts of THC as well. There might be different occasions for a CBD-only beverage versus a two-in-two balanced drink, but we do feel like a small amount of THC in a beverage can be part of a wellness routine, and we thought that was a nice fit within the Quatro brand family. We've got CBD-only and then CBD in a balance, and we've seen a lot of interest from consumers. We've seen consumers asking for it already before it's even hit the shelf. So we're really excited to see all four of them roll out across the country. They've now, all four of them have shipped out of Smiths Falls and are either in transit or have landed in the different provinces. So I think, you know, we're also very curious to see where consumers gravitate to, whether it's on the balance side and THC is still a part of that Quatro brand, or whether it's mainly focused on CBD.
With Cannabis 2.0 in full flex, the market continues to flourish. And with the recent elections providing a glimpse into the future of recreational cannabis, can you discuss the long-term strategy and vision for Canopy Growth Beverage Line?
You know, I think one of the first big opportunities for us is the CBD opportunity. You know, from what we've seen so far in terms of consumer demand, we think there's a global market potential for CBD-infused beverages, mm-hmm. and that's extremely promising, and it does have the potential to disrupt, you know, other beverage formats outside of alcohol, things like sparkling waters, sports and energy drinks, other wellness drinks. We think CBD has a right to win in that space. Beverages are fueling CBD category growth with wellness products, and they can just become part of almost like a daily wellness routine in many ways. So we think we're well positioned to win in CBD infused beverage. And, you know, the more we're able to reach consumers who are interested in those benefits of CBD and not the psychoactive effects of THC, that can only expand the opportunity for beverages. I think another opportunity is just, you know, new innovation, adding new SKUs. We've got, you know, fewer than 10 beverage SKUs out in Canada right now. Mm-hmm. And if you walk into, a beverage alcohol store, there's going to be hundreds, if not thousands of SKUs and products available for the consumer mm-hmm. that offer a variety of different tastes and for a variety of different occasions. And we're just in the first inning of this long game. So we know that just adding different liquid profiles, different beverage formats, different flavors, different potencies. We need to learn more about what beverage consumers are looking for with cannabis drinks, and we'll be able to meet their needs in the future as we're able to launch new products.
Cannabis-infused beverages really provides a clean process for cannabis entry for consumption. You know, for example, at the moment, the current regulated guidelines, an individual can only buy up to 5 cans of Canopy Growth's grapefruit beverages. Do you believe that this will change in the future in order to adopt a wider acceptance of the cannabis beverage products, similar to what we see in the liquor and alcohol industry?
Sure. So, you know, under the current purchase and carry limits, consumers can only buy the equivalent of 30 grams of dried cannabis. And for beverages, the dried cannabis equivalency has been calculated based on fill volume rather than potency. So that's to say, if I have a 12-ounce beverage, regardless of whether we put in 2 milligrams or 10 milligrams of THC, the dried cannabis equivalency number is going to be the same because it's based on those 12 ounces. So we believe that that formula for conversion is going to be examined by Health Canada when the time allows. But, you know, we also understand that the federal government has their hands a bit full at the moment. Mm-hmm. But we do believe that enabling consumers to purchase more than the current limit, that will help with opening up the category to more people mm-hmm. and eventually just lead to a wider acceptance of cannabis beverage products.
And in June, during an investor call, Canopy said that it had shipped 530,000 beverage units to date and was boosting production to meet demand to end stockouts in stores. Is there a belief buyer consumption will continue to rise or at very least maintain at this rate?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in June, we had made the statement that we shipped 530,000 beverage units. And since then, we've hit the 2 million cans shipment figure, which shows that our demand continues to grow and it continues to be strong. And we've been able to meet that demand. So we've had a lot of success with our infused beverages to date. Over the past 6 months, we're the market share leader. We've got 2 million cans shipped across Canada. And we've got brands that are resonating with consumers with Deep Space, Houseplant, and Tweed. So we're excited to keep the momentum going with new SKUs and new brands and new formats launched. Mm-hmm. And we certainly hope that this growth continues because we know to take on a category like beverage alcohol, we still got a lot of ways to go.
Okay. And Canopy Growth now owns 5 of the top 6 SKUs in the beverage category, which is 74% of the market share. And Canopy Growth and Acreage Holdings have announced initial plans to launch a THC-infused beverage plan within the U.S. industry. When can consumers expect to see these products roll out?
Yeah, so we're coming off our newly restructured deal with Acreage, and we're working on a path to market to get Canopy's beverage portfolio into legal U.S. states. Acreage has announced that it will bring Canopy's THC beverage formulations to the U.S. market next summer. Mm-hmm. And we're using some of our success in Canada as a bit of a launching pad to proof of concept in the States. So while Acreage hasn't released any details around the specific brands at this time, mm-hmm. The beverages will launch initially in California and Illinois to establish legal markets that have a lot of interest in drinks. And they'll be sold via the distribution network that Acreage has in place as an MSO running dispensaries mm-hmm. until it's legally permissible to sell in liquor stores and other points of retail.
Okay, and if we look at a lot of the different product innovation that is going to be coming out, where do you see cannabis products in the next 2 to 5 years?
Oh, it's the magic question. I mean, if I knew where that was going to go exactly, you know, I'm sure it would make my life a little easier in some of the day-to-day challenges. But where do we see it going in 2 to 5 years? I think on the Canadian side, I think our focus is on building new consumers into the category, showing some of the differences between cannabis beverages and alcohol. Mm-hmm. We're hopeful that there will be some changes to regulations that make that some of those communications a little bit easier, whether it be on purchase limits or some of the nutritional comparisons we can make. We also are hopeful about new opportunities for distribution. Mm-hmm. Currently in Canada, we can only buy beverages within legal dispensaries. And of course, that makes the taking on a category like alcohol a little bit trickier. But I think the next 2 to 5 years is also filled with lots of uncertainty. We're uncertain about regulations. We're uncertain about some of our competition. And I think, as I was mentioning off the top, part of our strength is just our ability to be reactive and adapt to change. So your guess is probably as good as mine on some of the changes, but we certainly know what we're hopeful for. And we work with all of our stakeholders to make sure we can achieve those goals.
So Cam, we really appreciate you joining us on the Shake today and taking the time out of your day to chat about all things Canopy Growth and the upcoming beverage line and what consumers can expect. But we like to ask our guests one last and final question, and that is there a piece of technology, a book, or even a past experience that has helped shape who you are today?
That's a great question. I'm going to have to think about that one for a minute. You know what, Jay? It was a quote that I got from one of my professors at business school. And he said, you don't have to be the expert in every field, but you have to be able to have a conversation with the expert. And what that spoke to me is, and I think it's really helpful in an innovation role, is I don't need to know everything about the science or the way the beverage manufacturing line works or the way our child-resistant cap fastens to the top of the can, but I need to be able to understand the context and the language that those experts use. So I think trying to understand all of the back-end technical side of the business is great, even for folks that are, you know, marketers or salespeople or just have a passion for cannabis. Mm-hmm. I think having a true appreciation and understanding for what some of the challenges are behind the scenes really makes it even more exciting and worth chasing after all of our goals. So hopefully that works for your question that you asked all your guests, but that's just a piece of advice that has stuck with me all through my career. And I think it's even more, you know, appropriate now working in a space like cannabis.
We want to give a huge thank you to Cam McNeil for joining the Shake podcast presented by Treehouse Solutions. We also want to thank our loyal Shake listeners for taking the time out of your day to listen to our podcast. You can join the discussion or drop us a line at www.treehousesolutions.com and on Instagram at The Shake Podcast. Please also check out our parent Instagram at Treehouse Solutions. And if you're a huge sports fan and love cannabis or everything in between, we have you covered. Check out our latest channel at Sports Cannabis on Instagram. If you're on Twitter, follow us at THS_audio. Be sure to look out for our next episode when we chat with another industry-leading representative. We hope you enjoyed our session. Stay tuned for our next podcast.